Folks on my end.
All right, I'll turn my camera off, go on mute. Have fun, guys.
Sick. Thanks,
awesome.
man.
Thank you. All right, Roy, thank you so much for doing this interview with Respect Mag. We greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
First off, I want to start off by asking you, how's everything going on your end? How's life for you?
Life is good. I feel like definitely being cautious of, COVID, making sure that I'm safe, my family's safe, close friends that I see frequently. Definitely being more mindful of, that. But, with what's going on, just makes me more, homebodied, I feel like, and just making is by myself or, with my close collaborators. And just trying to make the best of it, for sure.
Awesome. So you have a very interesting story where you worked as an engineer and slept on the studio floor. And now you are 3-time Grammy nominated and might be more just based on the Grammy nomination that came out this year.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a bit about that, like how it was, how the feeling was to be able to start getting placements and whatnot.
Well, yeah, so I started producing when I was about 13 years old. I've always had a love for music. I danced since I was like 2 years old, did tap, jazz, ballet, ballroom. And my whole family is very music oriented. So that's kind of how I found my love for it. And as, I got older and found out what producing was, I started making beats in my bedroom. And then by the time I was 17, I found out what, engineering was and microphones and how to record vocals. And I just found myself trapped into that world and really got inspired by Sonic itself, not just like producing, but how to make sure like your kicks sound good, how to make sure vocals stand out and how to get the best performance from an artist while you're working with them. And I feel like that's kind of, that was my introduction into the music industry, because I, at that time, I was going to school for audio engineering at Five Pounds College in Long Island. And so producing at the time took a little backseat because I really wanted to focus on the engineering aspect of music. And yeah, I eventually found the duo that I work with pretty much on a daily basis now, Take a Day Trip. And when I met them, they had a recording studio in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And over time I developed this relationship with them, and they were looking for an engineer, so they kind of hit me up and was like, hey, would you like to be our engineer? Like, I know you're finishing school soon. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. So I lived on Long Island at the time, and the studio was in Manhattan. So every, two or three days, I would drive out there, do a couple sessions, go home. And after a while, I just didn't want to commute anymore. And they were like, if you want, you could just sleep at the studio and whatever. So I was like, okay, yeah, that sounds good. So I ended up,
yeah,
I would, work with them during the day. I would have my own clients pull up at night. I would just sit on the studio couch, wake up. I would shower at like a Planet Fitness down the street, like work out in, shower, change, go back to the studio. And I kind of lived like that for about a good 2-3 years, I would say. But during that time, outside of just engineering with them, I would produce for artists that were in the Soho area, New York scene. And I kind of started being the producer and engineer in the room, vocal producer. I was mixing a ton of records at the time. And I feel like that's where I really built my like confidence as a producer and in the room. Cause I always looked up to like a Lewis Bell, who kind of does the same role in rooms and is very talented as a producer, engineer. He can mix very well too. So that's kind of where I tried to model like my workflow from.
Oh, that's amazing. So you answered two questions the answer you just had, because I was going to ask you, how did you get into production, but you pretty much answered that question. So I want to start off with the You're working with you work with Lil Nas X on his Material album, which is nominated for, I believe, like 5 Grammys this year. Mm-hmm. Nominated for Album of the Year, the big one. So how was it to be able to get that opportunity to work with him on that album and, you know, just to get that credit?
Honestly, yeah, it was a dream come true, I would say. He hit me and my friends up, I would say, right when, you know, COVID hit the United States. And it's like, hey, like, you know, we're going to be locked in. I would love to just, you know, create every day as much as possible and see what we can do. I want to work on my album. And so we started in like April of 2020 and kind of just went through this whole journey of, you know, not just music, but knowing each other as people in depth, you know, and as like creatives, like where do we want to go? What narrative do we want to tell? What narrative does Nas want to tell? How do we relay that message? Mm-hmm. And it was honestly the best experience I ever had working on music, you know, in my life, I would say. And just having time to just try different, you know, styles, different techniques, you know, different gear that we never had the ability to beforehand. And then now to see, you know, what it's done, you know, the past almost year since it's been out. Well, I would say the past like few months since it's been out has just been like very gratifying and very, yeah, just amazing. And just to see people's reactions and how influential it is to other people who want to make music, or people that are, you know, similar, that come from similar backgrounds to Lil Nas. And it's just amazing to see how it impacts, you know, a large population of people, for sure.
For sure. And I want to ask you this one. Growing up, you're a producer. So I want to ask you, was there a producer in the game that you kind of like wanted to mimic? Well, not necessarily mimic, but you kind of grew inspiration from, you know, being younger?
Absolutely. Yeah. I remember when I was 3-4 years old listening to NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and loving them. And I feel like I did at the time, I didn't know Max Martin was producing those groups. Also, Britney Spears was super popular at the time. And I feel like I fell in love with the Max Martin sound before I even knew it was Max Martin. At the time, I thought that every artist was doing all their own stuff. And so I think Max Martin was definitely the first influential producer that I, especially when I found out who he was and what he did, I was like, oh, that's why I love these specific songs from these artists, because they all have this like similar characteristics between each other. And then once I really got into producers, I was in love with Pharrell, like the Neptune specifically, Timberland, the whole like Virginia wave. I loved the Justified album, was one of my favorites growing up. I think I was like 5 or 6 when that came out. And I also loved Dr. Dre growing up. I was a huge fan of Eminem, huge fan of 50 Cent. And I feel like as I got older, I really started to see like what producers were, you know. I loved Timberland for his drums, his groove, his bounce, his weird sounds and stuff. And I love Max Martin for just like his hits and song structure, arrangement, writing. And it's kind of same thing with Pharrell, just how, you know, his bounce.
Oh yeah,
you know, he's so unique. So I as I definitely got older, I just started to grasp my favorite aspects of every producer and try to like, you know, mold my sound into like from what they were doing, essentially.
Yeah. So dream collaboration. If you could work with one artist right now to make like a, who knows, collab album or anything, who would that artist be? It could be in any genre, but who would that artist be? Well, actually, let's limit down to hip hop. Let's say a hip hop artist. Name one hip hop artist you would like to work with.
Hip hop artist. If I can, I'm a huge fan of Don Toliver.
It would be dope.
I love his vocals. I feel like they're very versatile. I love the instrumentals that he picks. I feel like me and him would make some very crazy music for sure. and very versatile.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. That would be dope. All mm-hmm. right. So Industry Baby by Lil Nas X, featuring Jack Harlow. It's one of the best songs that came out this year. You was credited on that song as well. And it was, I think this past week was the number one, the top 100 chart. I believe so. Or
a few weeks back. I think it was top 10 again.
Yeah. It's been up there for a while, so I kind of lost track. But yeah, it's been up there for a long time. How was it being able to work on that particular song? That's one of my favorite songs of this year. But how was it to be able to work with Lil Nas and Jack on that one?
Honestly, it was a great time. I feel like it came, you know, very naturally. And I feel like we didn't have to think too hard about that record because it was just a good vibe from the start. And it was just one of those songs where as we're creating the song and as Nas is doing his thing and then we hear what Jack is doing on it, we were like, oh, like obsessed with it and in love. And it was one of those songs where we were just playing it all the time. We would do a barbecue. We would be hanging out and just be playing it in the background. And it just like gave us such a good vibe from mm-hmm. me, which is like one of the best things when you're creating a song.
Yeah. And could you tell me, like, what are some goals that you want to accomplish this year in 2022?
Some goals. I just want to find, you know, more, like, talented, you know, whether it's a writer, artist, producer, musician. Really just find, you know, extremely talented people to keep collaborating with and learn from. Mm-hmm. And I'm all about, like, you know, every year picking up a new skill or just trying different things in my process. Because I feel like I can't get too stale and I can't get too stuck in my ways. And I feel like when I do get stuck, I get, you know, burnt out and uninspired. So I feel like being surrounded by new influences is definitely that's definitely my goal, is just try and push new boundaries and, you know, think outside of my own box and comfort zone.
Yeah. Montario, Call Me By Your Name, another dope song, is nominated for 2 Grammys. And I think also the visual was nominated as well. But mm-hmm. You worked on that one. You got credited for that song as well. Tell me the creative process of some of, like, well, this particular song. What was the creative process like?
That one, it took about 9-10 months to make. From start to finish, pretty much, you know, I was with Take a Day Trip and Omar Fetty in the room, and, you know, Nas was working on another song at this one particular session that we were having, and in the middle of it kind of started singing, you know, Call Me When You Want, Call Me When You Need, like, in it, and me and my friends were kind of looking at each other like, damn, this is, like, that could be hard. So,
all right.
So we keep working on the song that we're working on, and then we take a break, and you know, we were like, yo, like, what were you singing like before, because like we should try something with that. And I remember we took like that vocal, bounced it out, put it into a blank session, and found like what chords would work under what he was singing, and kind of just, it was a lot of trial and error. I feel like we thought that this one was going to be so unique and out of the box, and definitely like try to push music forward at least. And like I was saying, we had so much time on our hands that we were able to just try different things. And it was honest, like, you know, we had the guitar going and Nas would be writing melodies to it, putting lyrics to it. And for me, it's just about the message behind the song and how we can make sure that the message is clear and not too overclouded by, you know, things in the background and the production. And I feel like that was the whole point of the song, is to create something that was great, create something that has a clear message, a clear story. Nas's story, essentially, you know, and something that would just, you know, hopefully change, because, you know, listening to our favorite songs or songs that had the most impact in a specific time, you know, and being like, damn, this could be one of those songs that creates like a huge moment in music history, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like we accomplished that for sure.
That's amazing. I want to get into this question. So because I write for Respect Magazine, I want to ask you this. What does the word respect mean to you? Like when you see or hear that word, what are the first things that come to your mind?
Respect is everything. I feel like without respect, what does respect mean? Like there's so many ways to answer that question. But I definitely feel like respect is, you know,
mm-hmm.
everything to me, at least, you know, it's almost like that saying, like, treat people how you want to be treated. It's like right. such an old tale that you learned in elementary school, but it's the most honest and the realest thing ever, because, you know, without respect, like who, you know, you have to respect your parents. You have to respect even in music, like respect people that came before you. And just, it kind of makes the world go around. And I feel like putting like good vibes out there is kind of, you know, there's so much negativity, and I feel like right. I'm the one to turn negatives into positives. And, you know, and you also, like, when it comes to respect, is like, I obviously, you know, want to be respected by people, but how to achieve that is by respecting others, you know, and people that I firmly believe in that deserve it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know? And just doing right by people, you know, for sure.
What are some things you're working on right now currently? I don't know if you can really tell us, but is there something that you want to pitch out?
Yeah, for sure. I'm working with this artist, Bankroll Hayden, who's a young, really young, talented artist from Modesto, California. Spent a lot of time with him. I got to know him really well, and, you know, was able to help him with his sound, help him, you know, translate, you know, his life experiences into music. Mm-hmm. Cash Page is another one that I recently started collaborating
with.
Mm-hmm. Love her sound, and I think she can go extremely far, and she, you know, is very creative.
Yeah.
Who else? Sabrina Claudio, I just recently started working with as well in the R&B space. Who has an amazing voice, and I just remember listening to her records years ago and being like, damn, like I would love to work with her. Finally got the chance to do it, and I have something, you know, beautiful together musically. And you know, kind of there's like a ton of things like in the works, and with COVID people have to reschedule, and I'm definitely being more precautious of like who I'm seeing in a room and making sure I'm with people that are doing the right thing, you know.
Right.
I would say those are like the three, you know, collaborations that I'm very excited about.
Awesome.
That have been of recent.
Dope. All right, my last question. There's no, like some people get some people don't know the answer or don't have one, but could you name one song that describes your life at this very moment?
Oh, one song that describes my life. Wow. One song that describes my life. I definitely have one, damn. hold on one more second. I think, damn, you know, what's funny too, when I listen to music, I forget about lyrics because I'm so focused on sonics that I'm like, damn, I know that there's stories.
Yeah.
I think I don't know. I can't remember a specific song, but it would definitely be a song of, you know, just overcoming obstacles, essentially.
Yeah.
You know, doing, you know, just being different from everybody else and then finding yourself in, you know, eventually, like, you know, surrounding yourself by like-minded people and realizing that you're not as weird as you thought you were, you know?
Yeah. I want to, because you couldn't get that one, let's see. Could I ask you your favorite hip-hop song of all time, if you have one?
Ooh.
That's a little hard, too, but maybe I can get one out of you.
Yeah, favorite hip-hop song of all time. Wow, probably Wesley's Theory by Kendrick.
Oh, that's one of my favorites, too. That's a dope one right there.
There's so much, you can listen to that song a million times, pick up something new every single time, whether it's in his lyrics, whether it's in the production, anything. For sure.
Yeah, that's a dope one. All right. Thank you so much, Roy, for taking the time out your day to do this interview with Respect Mag. We greatly appreciate it, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.